Mission Network News, 2-minute version for Sunday, September 12th, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Thousands of Cuban children are making commitments to Christ. Book of Hope's marathon program sends out Christians from local churches to distribute scripture to each home. Book of Hope's Rob Hoskins is excited.
And our response has just been tremendous. It's been more than anything we could expect. For instance, in one city, we distributed 6,000 children and youth received the book. And of those 6,000 kids that received God's word, on the follow-up visit, 2,000 of them made commitments to Christ, over 30%. And just the testimonies of these kids coming to the Lord are miraculous.
Next, languages written in non-Roman script are causing delays in translating scripture into some languages. Wycliffe Bible Translators Jim Brazzi explains the dilemma.
We're used to writing with our ABCs, which came to us from the Romans. A non-Roman script is any other writing system. We estimate that as much as 30% of the world's languages may use non-Roman scripts.
That makes Bible translation difficult because computers can't support those alphabets. Brazzi's been working with non-Roman script for more than 20 years and says progress is being made. And Christ is drawing young people to himself through Hope International's Christian camps in the Ukraine. This summer, 8,000 children attended 79 of those camps throughout the country. The majority of the camps were run by Ukrainian Hope volunteers. Three teams traveled from the United States to run camps that taught English, along with the good news of the gospel. Beginning this fall, thousands of children will attend over 220 weekly Tomorrow Clubs. Pray that many young people will come to Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the Short-Term Missions Database logo on the left where you can find out about various mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.